ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 15 द एट्रोसिटीज ऑफ किंग कंसा। अहो भगिनी, अहो मामा माया वम बता पप मना पुरुषाद अवपत्यम बहवो हिंसिता सुता। अहो भगिनी, अहो मामा माया वंबत पापमना पुरुषाद इवापत्याम बहवो हिंसिता सुता। अहो भगिनी, अहो भामा माया वंबत पापमना पुरुषाद इवापत्याम बहवो हिंसिता सुतः। अहो भगिनी, अहो भामा मायावं बत पापमना पुरुषाद इवापत्याम बहवो हिंसिता सुतः। हो भगिनी, अहो भामा पुरुषाद इवापत्यम बहवो हिंसिता सुतः। अहो भगिनी, अहो भामा मायावं बत पापमना पुरुषाद इवापत्याम बहवो हिंसिता सुतः। अहो भगिनी, अहो भामा बत पापमना पुरुषाद इवापत्याम बहवो हिंसिता सुता। माताजी, हो भगिनी, हो भामा माया बंबत पापमना पुरुषाद इवापत्याम बहवो हिंसिता सुतः। ओ भगिनी, अहो भामा मायावं हत पापमना पुरुषाद इवापत्याम बहवो हिंसिता सुतः। अहो अलास, भगिनी, माय डियर सिस्टर, अहो अलास, बामा, माय डियर ब्रदर इन लॉ, माया, बाय मी, वाम, ऑफ यू, बता, इंडीड, पाप मना, because of sinful activities, purusha adaha, a rakshasa man-eater, iva, like, apatyam, child, bahava, many, Himsitaha have been killed. Sutaha sons. Translation. Alas, my sister, alas, my brother-in-law, I am indeed so sinful that exactly like a man-eater Rakshasa who eats his own child, I have killed so many sons born of you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Rakshasas are understood to be accustomed to eating their own sons as snakes and many other animals sometimes do. At the present moment in Kali Yuga, Rakshasa fathers and mothers are killing their own children in the womb, and some are even eating the fetus with great relish. Thus, the so-called civilization is gradually advancing by producing Rakshasas. Ho Bhagini Ho Bhama Mayavam Bhattapapmana Purushada Ivapatyam Bhavo Himsita Sutaha. Alas, my sister, alas, my brother-in-law, I am indeed so sinful that exactly like a man-eating Rakshasa who eats his own child, I have killed so many sons born of you. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, Kamsa is admitting his sinful existence, that he's no better than a Rakshasa who, like some animals, can eat their own children. Can you imagine? Of course, in the news today, so many stories of people leaving their children in a car in 100-degree weather and killing them or abandoning them in different ways. But the Rakshasa actually eats the child. Whoever's chanting japa, they can chant somewhere. It's not japa time. The Rakshasa eats the own fetus or eats the child. This is the advancement of Kali Yuga. That people in Kali Yuga have become so degraded, there's no question of civilization. The civilization has become Rakshasa civilization. We're eating the children in the civilization. They're eating the cow. The heads of religious organization, Srila Prabhupada met with one cardinal, and he said his favorite foodstuff was this veal, which is a baby cow kept in solitude so that it can't eat very much and can't get very big like a normal cow. And this was ahead of a religious organization's favorite foodstuffs. We've seen so many. We told the story of going to a church with the snacks for the soul, and they turned out to be snacks with a soul that we couldn't even imagine. This is spirituality. So the civilization has gone to hell. Therefore, Prabhupada said, by cultural conquest, that the culture of Krishna consciousness, beautiful deity worship, amazing deity worship, very colorful paintings of Supreme Personality of Godhead, wonderful Krishna prasadam, nobody in the world makes foodstuffs like the culture of Krishna. That's a fact. No one can compare vegetarian foodstuffs offered to Krishna. Such cultural beauty. Wonderful songs. Vaishnav bhajans, Vaishnav kirtan. So this is a cultural conquest. This civilization of the Vedic culture, the old civilization, is very amazing and is the civilization that people should be following. Sometimes people say, well, we can adopt to the modern civilization and do modern things. We had a great realization yesterday. We were driving back from a beautiful cultural expression of Rath Yatra, 50th Rath Yatra, I believe, in San Francisco, Golden Gate Park, Sharon Meadow, in front of the Hippie Hill. Thousands and thousands of people chanting, dancing, eating prasadam, participating in the culture of Krishna, the cultural conquest, the real culture of civilized human beings. So as we were driving back from this amazing festival in the afternoon, our driver, who's Bhakta Eddie, he plays the cello and travels with the band. He has a picture of Prabhupada in his home. He played at Rath Yatra here in Los Angeles. He went to New York to play and live in the temple in Brooklyn in the Brahmacharya Ashram. He has a special app in his car. This is important. I think it's called Waze. The voice is that of Siri. And the Waze tells you the best way to get from here to there. So we were traveling back from San Francisco after wonderful kirtan, great festival, 7-course free feast. Thousands of people in line for the free feast. Thousands of people participating in the festival. I think one of the biggest ever in San Francisco. And as we're driving back, we took the 580 to the anyone who's been to the 5. And then the 5, you take to the 405, to the 10, and you get off at National and you come home to Watseka. So as we were traveling, this Waze app said, don't take the 5 after the... what's it called? The Grapevine. It said, take 173. And we were very confused. It's called the Old Road. I don't make these names up. It's actually called, you can look it up on your Google Maps, the Old Road. It's not the new road. It's not the road I want to take. It's the old road. I believe it was the old highway before the 5 and the 405 were built. So amazingly, I said, don't do that. Just stay on the... I've done this 100 times, I said arrogantly. You just stay on the 5 till it comes the 405. Take the 405 to the 10. And Eddie said, no, Waze is telling me, Siri's calling. She's saying, Bhakti Siri, take the 173, turn left. And I said, that's insane. Don't do it. He said, sir, I have a lot of faith in Waze, in Siri. I have great faith. I'm going to follow. So he followed that 173. I don't even know, have you ever heard of once? No one's ever heard of it. It's called the Old Road, and it parallels the highway. And unless you have Siri, no one even knows about it. So, to our amazement, Jai Rukmini Dwarkanath. As we were traveling on 173, we looked to the left where Highway 5 after the grapevine, bumper to bumper for a half hour, not even moving. But Waze had given us the deep instruction, no, take the old road. And we were zooming along, only three cars on the whole old road, parallel to number 5, all the way till it cleared up, they took us. So I was thinking, this is just like the spiritual master is giving us instruction. Not that Siri or Waze is a spiritual master, but in terms of driving, she is, or whoever voice you have there. They are. So in spiritual life, the spiritual master, through the agency of this ISKCON Society, GBC Temple President, gives you instruction, gives us instruction. And we may say, no, I've done this 100 times. You don't know. I've been doing this for 45 years. I know how to do this. But the spiritual master says, no, you do like this. The instruction comes, no, you do like this. And if we have faith, just like Eddie had such unflinching faith in his app, I think he pays like $3 a month or something, $5. And had such great faith, the app took him to the right road. Similarly, sometimes Srila Prabhupada, he had one servant some years ago, big story, and the servant made some small mistake, can't remember exactly. And Prabhupada dismissed him as a servant and sent him to Europe. Just go. I don't want to discuss. Prabhupada said, go to Europe. Later, this sannyasi preached. He couldn't understand. And everybody was thinking, he's such a good servant. Why they sent him away? And he did amazing service for temples, book distribution, prasadam distribution, festivals all throughout Europe for years. And Prabhupada called him back in early, before Prabhupada left the planet. Now you see why I sent you. Our Tamal Krishna Goswami. We were on the party with Bhrigupati Prabhu, Naikatma Prabhu, so many devotees traveling with the Goswami Maharaj. And somehow he created some little GBC temple president disturbance. Something happened. I don't even know. Some politics internal. But, and he went into Prabhupada's office, and with the mood of maybe I should go to the moon, because he was apologizing to Srila Prabhupada, what have I done? Maybe I should just go to the moon, so these householder presidents won't be upset with me. But what came out of his mouth was, maybe I should just go to China. Because no one had been to China. And the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, said, yes, Krishna has spoken through you. You will go to China. At that time, no offense to the great nation of China, you couldn't go to China. Even today, things are a little difficult. But Goswami Maharaj, eventually, he went there. He made devotees. He preached extensively. Couldn't understand why Srila Prabhupada had sent him. I just got a video from Tirtharaj in Australia the other day. It shows a program in Beijing. You know this one, Gauranga Prem? It's in, I think, some yoga studio or somewhere. There must be 800 Chinese countrymen and women of yours. And Giridhari Swami, whom we know very well, is leading kirtan on stage. 800 people there. And they're all amazingly, excitingly chanting the Hare Krishna Ma mantra and moving their... I don't know where they got this dance, but it's... Maybe it's a Chinese thing, you know. All together. And they're not all in Vaishnavi dress, isn't it? I should put it up there. It's such an amazing video. I was so inspired that Srila Prabhupada sent Goswami Maharaj by Krishna's arrangement, by his arrangement. And Goswami was like, no, I'm in charge of the biggest Sankirtan party in the world, Radha Damodar TSKP. We were 100 brahmacharis distributing so many books. But Srila Prabhupada said, no, I can get someone to do that. So-and-so can run that party. You go to China. Which was like, at the time, being exiled into, you know, the desert in our minds, in his mind, he said later. But it turned out to be an amazing experience, amazing preaching, amazing cultural conquest. Now so many Chinese men and ladies, boys and girls, are able to chant the Maha Mantra, eat Krishna Prasadam, worship the deity, and take to the culture of Krishna, the real civilization, the real culture. Because the spiritual master knows, and he gives the instruction. We don't have to speculate. We were in Mayapur. I've told this before, but it sticks in my brain. We were in Mayapur Festival 1975. And at the end of class, someone asked Srila Prabhupada, how do I know if you're pleased? And we all sat there, book distributors. I was going to say, if you distribute my books, I'm pleased. We were like confident and waiting for it to come. Wait for it. And Prabhupada said something that blew us out of the water. I had just left the Seattle temple to join Tripurari Maharaj's party with Naikatma Prabhu. And Srila Prabhupada said, how do we know if you're pleased? And Prabhupada said, I'll never forget this, if the temple president and GBC are pleased, I'm pleased. You think about that in your own life. If the temple president and GBC are pleased, then I'm pleased, Prabhupada said. And most devotees gasped. I choked. My voice was very clear until that day. It's been like this ever since. Not exactly, but I was in shock. And I kept thinking, okay, got to please the Hare Krishna authorities. They represent Prabhupada. If they're pleased, he's pleased. If they're not pleased, he's not pleased. So sometimes we may think, I know what to do. What does the temple president of GBC know? They've only spent a half a century engaged in devotional service. I've been here 5 years. I got this down. They've been doing devotional service and studying Srila Prabhupada, had association with Srila Prabhupada in the course of their life, practically their whole life. They're practically, Guru Kulis. They were just late Gurukulis. They joined not in Gurukul school, but in Gurukul college, mostly about 18, 19, 20 years old. Whole life, 50 years. So we may think we know better. I was arguing with Bhakta Eddie and Bhaktin Siri and whoever Waze is, whatever it's called, that no. I know. Who do you think you're talking to? I know how to get there. You take the 5 to the 405 to the 10 to National. Get a little gas at the mobile and come right home. Said, no, Siri says the 173. And to our amazement, 173 is also called, I can't get it out of my head, the old road. The old road. Sometimes we hear, oh, that's old school. That's the old way. Now we do this new way. We have a new idea. Our idea is so much more modern and up to date. The 405 is so streamlined that it goes about 2 miles an hour on a Sunday evening. But the old road, it was flowing. And I was thinking, this is Krishna consciousness. You follow the spiritual master. He tells you, go to China. Here, take the old road. I'll give you the old road. The spiritual master tells you which way is his. And he does it through the agency of the temple authority, the GBC and temple president. You can't fight that. That's Krishna consciousness. You can try hopping over this head, doing it myself, being independent. Ultimately, it all boils down to pleasing Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, we may not, but Prabhupada said it. I wasn't exactly thrilled when I heard it. The particular president I was working under at the time was a tough guy. But Prabhupada said, if the president is pleased, if the GBC is pleased, I am pleased. He didn't say a word about book distribution that time. He didn't say a word about just be Krishna Khan at that time. He said, please the president in Mayapur, a festival with 1,000 devotees in Sridhar Mayapur. So if we follow the order of the spiritual master, not that he'll necessarily tell us in a dream or in our head may come up with so many discussions. They have a name for that. It's called bipolar disorder. Sometimes people say, well, so-and-so was speaking to me. Prabhupada was speaking to me. Something was speaking to me. You consult with people who spent a half a century Krishna consciousness. They'll tell you if that's Srila Prabhupada or maybe that's just something that you need to get looked at by a professional who can stop the voices coming inside there. Or chant more Hare Krishna to kind of stop the voices that are always coming in. Do this, do that. And then we can accomplish so much in Krishna consciousness. We followed the order of Siri. We didn't slow down. And as we passed all the poor unbelievers, or people too cheap to have ways, the app, we gave them the Matsya Mudra. That's a blessing. Let's do Matsya Mudra one time. Right over left. Left over right. Matsya Avatar. We gave them the blessing of Matsya Mudra as we sped down the old road and left them literally as they say in my country, in the dust of the 405. And I was just amazed, thinking this whole weekend was full of so much Krishna consciousness. We played at Temple Bhajan Band, played at a yoga class, a nice yoga studio with an interested Vaishnav there in Oakland, and then went to an amazing Rath Yatra festival, almost as amazing as Los Angeles Rath Yatra, not quite, but just about. And on the way home, this grave realization that no matter what, you have to follow the order of the spiritual master. You may come up with so many ideas, but if it isn't approved by Guru Krishna Sadhu, Guru Sadhu Shastra Vaikya Chitete Kuriya Aikya. If it isn't approved by Guru Sadhu and Shastra, if it isn't approved by the persons that Srila Prabhupada has put in charge of this movement, then we may get really stuck in traffic. We may be moving spiritually 1 mile an hour, the engine's overheating, everybody's cranky, people are screaming out their windows. But you follow the spiritual master, you flow. We flow in Krishna consciousness. Bhrigupati Prabhu. You've got the video?
No. I didn't, okay. Yeah, thank you. I really enjoyed your class. Just to elaborate upon that analogy, in traditional military strategy, one of the first principles is seize the high ground. Seize the high ground. I don't know about these days, but you know, back in the old days when there, you know, if you had an army there and an army there, if you get the high ground, then you can see.
Before drones.
What?
Before drones.
Yeah, you could see what's going on.
Right.
So, same thing. You know, Siri, it's kind of like, really follows your analogy. Siri is a satellite, and, it can see what we can't see. So,
right.
In the same way, the spiritual master can
see. The spiritual master, beautiful, can see what you can't see.
Right.
The devotee who's been doing service for a half a century may be able to see a little bit more than 2 years of our devotional service. The person who thinks, I know it all. I've been here 6 weeks. I got this thing down. I understand the whole process. That's not, as Bhrigupati Prabhu says, the high ground. The high ground is to follow the Krishna conscious authority. And we can accomplish so much. We can go down that old road, and I'm not saying it has to be the old road. They could have called it the new road. The name, you can look at, is the old road. I don't know. You follow the order of the spiritual master, old road, new road, whatever he instructs, whatever is given to us, and we'll reach our goals with great enthusiasm and great happiness in spiritual life. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Okay, keep it to yourself.
I was in Moscow last week.